Well, I'm going to tell you a story about that happened in 1925. I live in Fallon, and it was a depression on. Wages was only a dollar a day feeding cattle, and they give you a board, damn poor board. Man, it was a starved to death board. But anyway, I was working on a ranch, and there was an Indian working there, and he heard I was going to Reno, and he wanted to go along. You see, you can get stuff cheaper there. I had a car, a Model T, and you can buy Model T parts there in the junkyard there. So he had a Chevrolet, and so we decided to go together and help on the gas, and he wanted to go along, so he had a better car than I did, so he was figuring on going in his car. Well, he told me, Tom, he said, I got to take my wife to work early, and he said, you come down, and he said, I'll be gone, but the house will be open, and he says, you go right in there and make yourself at home, and he said, I'll have coffee on, and so he said, I'll be gone, but I'll be back as soon as I can. So I did. Well, I left my car home and walked over this place. And it was in the winter time. And it was still dark yet. So I walked over this place. Well, he was gone. So I went down, and he had the lantern up, and it was kind of turned low. And he had one big room. And he had two beds there. Well, I waited for him, and pretty soon, I heard a car pulled up, and some big fat woman got out of there, Indian woman, big fat girl, and this Indian, he was pretty fat too. Well, hell, that wasn't his wife. His wife was a skinny gal, good looking too, but this old gal, she was fat and heavy, and well, I guess he forgot all about me meeting him, and I wanted to get out of there, and I couldn't get out. Well, I was trapped in there. I didn't want to spoil it for him, you know, bringing a strange woman in his house. So I looked around to hide. And he had two beds there. Well, I seen this one bed there, so I thought I'd crawl underneath, you know, get out of his way. By God, he come in there with this gal. Well, it wasn't his wife. Gee, she was heavy. Well, I don't know what kind of a deal he had with her, but it was just my bad luck that I crawled under the wrong bed. The bed that I crawled under, it was an old-fashioned, it had a kind of a, like a netting wire on the springs. It wasn't a coil spring deal, and it had a kind of a cable rope, like, hung from one end to the other, and then they had a few slats. I think there was three slats in the middle, and it had coil springs under there. And I crawled under there. Well, I didn't know what was going on. But anyway, they turned the old lantern down low. They both got on this bed, and they were, I don't know what was going on, but you know, when they both got in that bed peanut went to the bottom. Well, you know, I was a blacksmith, and I was pretty stout. Well, I weighed about 180 at that time. It was a good thing I was skinny. Hey, you talk about a trampoline. Why, God, I got in there, and I jumping up and down on that bed. Well, it was just like a trampoline. Well, I was under the thing, and I about like to got beat to death. Them slats was, they hit me in the head and underneath. I darn near, Pinard pushed that whole spring over. But I just suffered it out under there. And man, they was a, I don't know what was going on. By golly, that bed was up and down, and it, I swore them two was jumping up and down on that bed like a trampoline. Well, if you guys ever go to hide under a bed, make sure that there's a few suitcases around. Boy, they about like to hammered me to the ground. And it went along for quite a while. A trend, I don't know what they was doing, jumping her or something. By golly, you know, I come in there being beat to death there. And boy, I was just holding my breath, and trying to, I really got a punishment there. About like to beat me to the ground there. And that woman was pretty heavy, and that man, they was both fat. And they were there quite a while, jumping up and down. I don't know what they were doing. I couldn't see. I was under the bed, you know. And, you talk about a man getting a beating. Man, if I wasn't a strong man, it'd have caved every rib in my body. And finally, it got over, whatever it was. And this man says, well, I'm supposed to meet Squaw Tom. He never got here yet. He says, well, I'll take you uptown and I'll be back. He says, I gotta go to Reno. Well, they left. My golly, thanks God, they did. And man, when I got out from under that bed, I was about beat to death. I thought every bone in my body was busted. And by golly, you know, I had a mile to walk and I could barely make it. And my wife said, what? When I got in the house, my wife said, I thought you was going to Reno. Well, I says, I was. But I says, I'm pretty well beat up. I says, Jesus Christ. You get under an old bed with the springs pretty weak and two big heavy people jumping up and down on that bed. Why, you talk about a trampoline. Well, I was sure beat up. You know, I never did show up. I had to stay home for a couple of days. I thought every rib in my body was busted. It was a good thing that I was a very strong man, or I'd have got killed under there. Well, this is a little advice to some of you guys. Never hide under the bed unless you had two or four suitcases under there to take some of the weight out. You'll get trampled to death. A trampoline, you know. Well, they made a trampoline out of that bed. Well, I never did get to Reno, and I seen him later on. He said, say, Tom, I waited for you. What happened? Oh, I said, I got stomped to death. He says, where? Oh, I says, it happened yesterday. I was trampled to death. I says, gee whiz, I didn't tell him I was under that bed. My golly, well, this happened in 1925 in the old Depression days. I never did get to Reno to buy them parts. And there's a true story. If he ever knew what happened, well, I didn't want to spoil it for him, so I just suffered it out, you know. Us old guys who got to stick together, you know. Well, this is it. True story.